Good morning, everyone. 8:34, News Talk 1230, KFJB. Val Ruff is here for her show, The Experience Marshalltown Show. Hi, Val.
Good morning, Kyle. What do you know?
Good morning. I know that I'm tired of rain.
I know. I think it's just going to be overcast today.
I'm very tired of rain. Yeah. Today is like the only day as I look at the forecast that there isn't rain.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. So today on Experience Marshalltown, I have a couple guests in the studio with me this morning. Steve Walbrecht, the owner-manager for the Marshalltown Aviation, which is our airport. Welcome in, Steve.
Hey.
And Gary Brandenburg. He is retired from the Marshall County Conservation Board. He's our local aerial photographer and writes for the Outdoors Today. So welcome in, both of you. We're going to be talking about the fly-in, the drive-in. Drive-in to the fly-in.
Yes, whichever way it works.
That's kind of a play on words, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome in, and it'll be fun to talk a little bit about this. I think, Steve, we were talking before we came in. It's the third?
I think. We're on the, on our third annual event here.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep, the first one was flooded out. I hate to use those words
right
now.
I know, and we're hoping that doesn't happen, right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about it. Who wants to take off and give us a little overview of planes, trains, and automobiles? Well,
yeah.
Sort of like that, right?
Yeah, we're having an event out at the airport, and we wanted a chance for people in the community to come out and see the airport. It's out of sight, out of mind most of the time. So, and a lot of times if they come by the airport, all the airplanes are in the hangars, so they can't see what's actually out there. So it's a chance to bring everything out of the hangars and also to bring people from the Midwest into our airport and raise some money for Qantas, the local Mountains Qantas group. So they're going to cook pancakes and sausage. And we also invite classic cars to have another fun thing out there for people to see. So from 7 to 11 in the morning, people can come out and get some breakfast, see some airplanes, cars, and helicopters is a summary of the event.
Yeah. I went last year. Well, took my granddaughter, and we had a really good time. It's fun to see the airplanes and things outside of the hangars, because you're right, you don't normally get to see that.
Yep.
And there was a helicopter. Was it the Mercy?
We had, last year it was Life Flight that came Life in Flight. Associated with Unity Point.
Okay.
And then this year we've heard from a couple of them that if their helicopters are available, they'll both come in.
Oh, that's always interesting to see. The how tight the quarters are, and you know, you hope you never have to be in one of those, but boy, it's interesting to look at how those things work.
It is, and it's neat to see the kids get a chance to actually get in the helicopter. Those companies are great about allowing people to get up and close and personal with their equipment.
So Gary, will you have your plane there?
Yes, I'll have a Cessna Skyhawk, which I'm a co-owner of.
Okay.
And as a member of the local Experimental Aircraft Association chapter, our members will bring out their airplanes made of aluminum, fiberglass, or wood. And we've got probably in the neighborhood of about 20 or maybe more airplanes that you don't see when the hangar doors are closed. And when we'll bring them out and line them up and let people walk around and take a good look at what people built in their garages or their basements. And then when they had to take the airplane out of the basement, had to knock a hole in the wall to get it out.
Oh, my.
True story. So anyway, they'll use the excuse they needed a bigger window in the basement anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
So
but
just
anyway,
build it and then knock the wall out, and
yeah.
You know, that's how
so,
it works.
So anyway, we have a lot of great aviators in the Experimental Aircraft Association. Their knowledge about how to build airplanes is fantastic.
And they like to talk about it.
Yes, we like to talk about airplanes.
Yeah, and that's fun, you know. That's fun stuff. So come out and, you know, get to have your breakfast. Get out there early and have pancakes, compliments of the – is there a ticket price for this?
No ticket price to look at the aircraft or cars, but there is breakfast is $7. And then if you're under 10, breakfast is $3. And then the folks that fly in from all around the Midwest, the pilot of that airplane, they get to eat for free.
Okay. So that's pretty affordable, breakfast and a lot of opportunities to view planes and helicopters and classic cars. And there's quite a few classic cars there last year, I remember.
Yes, there were. We had some neat stuff. I don't remember the oldest, but there were some really old cars there. And folks are very proud of their car. And And it's neat to be able to see the airplanes, but also to look at an airplane of the same vintage of the car that's sitting right next to it and compare the two. It's kind of a neat exercise, something you can do when you're out there. So it's amazing. You just don't know what will come in the driveway.
Yeah. It's amazing that some of the classic cars have the same care and tender, loving care, really, afforded to the car as some people do to airplanes.
Yes.
So, you know, the saying is the a man and his toys, or the difference between the man and his toys is just his age and how much money they spend on them.
I know.
You know, so we take hobbies seriously.
Sure.
And if you're a classic car guy, that's great, and or classic airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's always a fun thing to do to see these things.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Three full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
Introducing Unlimited with Payback, only from U.S. Cellular. The only unlimited plan that pays you back for data you don't use. So stop flushing money down the toilet. You can save up to $240 per year on a single line versus Verizon. It's payback time with U.S. Cellular's Unlimited with Payback.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Plan streams at up to 3.0 Mbps and will shift to 2G when line reaches 22 gigabytes. Savings up to $240 with payback credits and plan savings compared to Verizon's Go Unlimited plan. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Not too hot, not too cold. Just right to take on that painting project. Hi, this is Sheila with Strands, the paint store. Right now, when you purchase Pittsburgh exterior or interior paints, and even Prolux deck stain, you'll receive a $10 per gallon rebate. Who doesn't like to save money on your home projects? Procure Pittsburgh paints and Prolux deck stains, both with $10 per gallon rebates. Going on now at Strands, the paint store, at 11 East Meadow Lane in Marshalltown.
English muffin toasting bread for the best grilled cheese sandwiches. Toasted Dakota style 12 grain with homemade jam. Cinnamon burst French toast with butter and real maple syrup. People are talking about their country hearth favorites, and we want to hear from you too. Join us on Facebook for great recipes, money saving coupons, and special announcements, and our free Bread Friday giveaways. Join us at facebook.com/countryhearthbread. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
And welcome back. It is another segment here of our Experience Marshalltown show, and Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff hosting.
Thank you, Kyle. So this morning we have Steve and Gary in here, and we are talking about the drive-in to the fly-in. The third annual fly-in. You can see planes and classic cars, have some pancakes. It's the Marshalltown Municipal Airport's open house, and it goes from 7 to 11 on September 15th. We haven't really shared that yet.
Yep.
And so let's talk a little bit in this segment, guys, about what we might see when we come up. We want to participate and come on out, what we can either participate in or we can observe.
Well, obviously you can observe the full-scale airplanes. You can observe classic cars. You can observe radio control airplanes that the Marshalltown RC Flyers will have on static display. So these are all from the little foam airplanes that are electric powered or gas powered that do all kinds of whifferdillies in the air. RC helicopters, radio control helicopters, and other kinds of airplanes like that. And they'll also have some simulators, flight simulators set up. So, and these are really popular with kids. Or even adult kids, you know.
Sure.
But you can fly the airplane on the computer, and you can watch the screen, and you can see how you're moving. And if you crash, it's just like hit the key and start over, which is a little bit different than full scale. But anyway, for the flight simulators, it's fun to watch young people say, I'd like to try and fly that. And the instructors there will give you a little bit of a, you know, set you all up and say, here you go, you know, and here's the control system, the little yoke or something, and away you go and see what you can do. Fly around a little bit and maybe even try and land it and have it all in one piece.
Wow. I bet there's a skill to that, I'm assuming.
Questionably.
Yeah.
It's those kids can sometimes do better than the real pilots when they jump on that and spend 5 minutes with it.
The RC Flyers have a big event, I think, coming up in a couple weeks
yes.
that they do out at their fly field. And last year I went out there, and there's kids that range from, you know, not very tall to have these huge planes, and they're just flying them all around and helicopters. That was really fun to see that. And
well, we have some helicopters, flyers, who are so good with a scale-looking radio control helicopter. They can do all kinds of maneuvers with it, fly it inverted, backwards, sideways, all kinds of things, almost just off the surface of the grass as if they're not literally going to mow the grass, but it is... They can do things with their RC helicopter that real helicopters can't even think about.
Sure.
And obviously, it's just a lot of fun. So when they get good at their particular hobby.
And that's a pricey hobby as well, if I remember correctly.
Not necessarily. Every hobby, you can pour as much money into it as you have money in your bank account. So if you want to go and have fun for a few hundred dollars, the answer is you can do it. If you want to spend more, that's up to you.
I know there was a plane, and I won't say the person's name, but I think it's almost as big as this table.
Oh, a remote control airplane?
Yeah, remote control airplane that are as big as this table. Pretty big.
I think we may be sitting across from one with a remote control airplane about the size of this table.
I'm going to bring a 1/6 scale Pilatus turboporter that's mounted on floats. The fuselage is 6 feet long. The wingspan is 104 inches. And this is modeled after a real airplane. And so it will be on static display.
Okay.
And it looks official. And the pilot is a Barbie doll named Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
The Barbie doll was actually made specifically to replicate Amelia in her day and age, and so it's the wrong era pilot in a modern day airplane. But anyway, the airplane will be there, and so you'll have a chance to look at that and check it all out.
So, what else might we see? You had mentioned a couple other things, Steve.
Yeah, the all summer aerial applicators. We see them, crop dusters, as they're known. You see them flying, and you see the yellow airplanes really low. Here's a chance to actually see it sitting still, which they're really surprisingly big when people come out there to see actually how large they are. And to have a chance to learn about that end of the agricultural economy in Iowa, they're really, really important to our economy here in Iowa. And in Marshalltown, we have quite a few of them that operate out of the airport. So the chance to see that up close, and we usually have one or two pilots around that you can talk to that can tell you about what they do, these airplanes that are just above the corner at about 160 miles an hour. It's a neat thing, and it's neat to see the airplane up close and personal, not moving. So
some of these ag spray planes, of course, be configured to put on a liquid mist of herbicide or insecticide. Others are rigged up in order to put seed on the ground. And so some of the things that are popular with farmers is to try and interseed cornfields with a cover crop for the winter. But they do it now. They pick the corn later, but the cover crop seeds are falling to the ground, and then they germinate just enough to help have extra root system in place to help hold the soil over the wintertime.
So they're doing that with the crop dusters.
And they'll do that with the crop duster airplanes. The other thing that will be happening in some portions of the Highway 30 corridor in Tama County as they get the grading done for the improvement of Highway 30 is to seed the right-of-way with an airplane seeding the seed out onto the area. Yeah, in some places that will work. In addition to the ground-based mulch, grinding up hay bales and mulching side hills and stuff like that. But there's lots of ways that a ag spray plane can be put to work. And if you want to see some real action with ag spray planes, you go out to Northwest where they grab water out of a lake and go fight fires with them.
Holy
and
cow!
So that's just one aspect of aviation
that
maybe most people aren't familiar with.
Yeah. So there's lots of stuff we're going to be able to see. Come on out and bring your family and take advantage of this opportunity, as Steve says, to open up the hangars and get the airplanes out. I do want to mention my grandfather, after he got out of World War II, was a crop duster for Del Monte up in Michigan.
Oh,
and and the story was that he would come in and there would be green beans on his tires. He was that close. So, and I've seen crop dusters, and that is an amazing feat to watch.
Yes.
That they just get so close, and then they're up and turning, and I know you guys get all that, but when you're on the ground watching it, it's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
So, yep,
absolutely.
So what else do we want folks to know about Saturday, September 15th?
One thing to mention, it is the city airport, and it's a city facility. So this is their airport, the citizens of Marshalltown. And a lot of times, just a chance to see one of the gateways to the community for people that are investing or potentially investing in the community. It's an important chance to see what that first impression is for Marshalltown and to know what that gateway looks like for the city. So a chance to see what is really theirs.
Yeah,
is important, and a lot of times it's nice to have a good excuse to come out and see that.
Yeah, and snoop around.
That's exactly right.
Come on out and snoop around. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. 3 full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
CentralIowaHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days and they're using private agencies to track you down? Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Call the Tax Representation Helpline now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it will stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you within 24 hours. Get the break you deserve and call about the Fresh Start Initiative now. Call the Tax Representation Hotline now at 800-295-1046. Hurry, or it will just get worse. Let Tax Representation stop the IRS from targeting you within 24 hours. Call the hotline now at 800-295-1046. That's 800-295-1046. There is help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the special Tax Representation hotline now at 800-295-1046. 800-295-1046.
And we are here with the final segment. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. Experience Marshalltown.
Thank you, Kyle. All right, I'm Steve Walbrecht and Gary Brandenburg, and we are talking about the drive-in to the fly-in. I feel like that should be a tune of some sort, you know?
How good are you at composing music?
I'm not, but we got Kyle Martin here.
Oh. We'll have Kyle work on that.
Drive into the fly-in.
Who wants
to give a quick overview? If you're just tuning in, I'll let you guys tell what's going on.
Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 11 a.m., we're going to have a fundraiser for Matt and Squanis. They're going to be cooking breakfast. Adults, $7. Children under 10 are $3. And we're going to have classic cars and airplanes and remote control airplanes all on display and a chance to see your Marshalltown airport. And it's worth mentioning that there are going to be awards for the classic cars. If you win in your category, some nice awards from Danks Laser Engraving, they are going to have some nice stuff for us to see or for the people to take home if your car happens to win its category.
Yeah.
We could even have the public that's there have a little bucket and a piece of paper and have the public's choice for the best airplane on the airport.
I think so.
I think so, absolutely.
Too.
Yes.
Everybody should have an opportunity to vote.
I suggest red and white Cessnas, but otherwise, someone they may have a different idea on that.
So tell us, Gary, you've been flying. For how many years have you been flying?
I took my flight training at Marshalltown Airport in 1988, got my check ride in spring of 1989. So I don't have a lot of hours necessarily compared to other people, but 1,600 hours plus and growing. I've been a co-partner ownership in the Cessna Skyhawk since 1993.
Okay.
And my wife and I, what's really nice sometimes is being able to go on vacation, and my being retired now, my wife Bobby and I can say, well, that's a long way to drive. You know, is the weather going to be good? Can we fly? So we've been to Arizona four times, to Texas four times, Florida at least four times, Pennsylvania, been to Oshkosh, Wisconsin three times and camped underneath the wing. And I'm also a certified Young Eagle pilot for the Experimental Aircraft Association, which means that if I take the name of a young person that's age 8 through 17 who's never had an airplane ride before in a small airplane, I put him in the right front seat, talk him through the pre-flight, talk him through what we're going to do before we do it. We go up and fly. They get the controls. They do some right angle or, you know, some slight turns to the right and to the left and intuitively level the wings and know how to do that and come back with a big smile on their face and say, Mommy, Daddy, I flew the airplane.
That's a
and
cool experience.
And we light a spark in somebody that may end up being their career.
That's a great.
So that's fun to do.
Good, thank you for doing that. And yeah. I know you do a lot of the aerial photography for the community as the big expansions and things take place. So.
It's fun to do.
Yeah,
and it's really fun to watch the smile on young kids, too,
when
they get out of that airplane. The flights are usually short, so there's no time for, let's say, what they see and what they feel and what the airplane is doing to get messed up in their inner ear.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So we keep it fun,
yeah.
And I keep watching that and keep everything nice and smooth and pick the right weather day to go do that.
Yeah.
And it puts a smile on their
future
face.
Future pilots, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And
that's
actually
right.
The smile is bigger on my face than on their face,
I
but
bet.
Their smile is really big.
I bet. So, Steve, how long have you have owned the airport or Marshalltown Aviation?
Marshalltown Aviation. Well, the company in some form or another has been around since 1949. I started with the company in the late 90s and then bought the company in 2009.
Okay.
So we've been ownership there for 9 years, but I've been with the company since late 90s, about 20 years now.
Well, thank you both for what you do for the community, that you do with for offering, you know, this opportunity, this event for folks to come in and see what actually takes place up there at the airport.
Well, thank you for
know,
the opportunity to come in
absolutely.
And talk about it.
So we appreciate all that you do, and I just want to take a quick minute here at the end of the show to kind of give an overview of what's kind of going on in the community. So tonight, the comedy tour at the Iowa River Brewery takes place at 7 p.m., and then we move to Friday, and it's Cop on the Rooftop. That takes place at 6 a.m. out on Dunkin' Donuts, and that's a fundraiser for Special Olympics. And then there's Friday night, it sounds like there's stargazing, and hopefully it won't be raining or overcast so that we can do some stargazing. That's the amateur amateur astronomers group. And
that's at the Greencastle Recreation Area.
That's at Greencastle.
1 mile south of Ferguson.
Yep. Then we moved to Saturday at 8 a.m. as a farmer's market, and that has moved back downtown to the Cartwright Pavilion that's on the corner of 2nd and State. So they're back in their home down there, and lots of great things this time of year at the farmer's market. And then at 8:30, you can go out to Matt Edel Blacksmith Shop, and there's a blacksmith hammer in. You can watch everybody do the forging, kind of an old craft. Then at 12 p.m., there's a benefit dinner and an auction. Then we're going to move to Sunday, and if you're into flag football, there's a Hail Mary flag football for adults, and that's through Park and Rec. And at 11 a.m., there's a farm and flea market that takes place at Messy Missy's. And then at 11 a.m., there's a barbecue at Unity Point here in the downtown location, and it's going to be catered by Hy-Vee, and that's for the tornado disaster relief and fundraising. So that will wrap up Experience Marshalltown. Thanks for tuning in.